Lately, the cattle markets have remained stronger than originally anticipated. Napoleon Livestock's Paul Bitz says, in particular, feeder cattle demand has been good. A combination of record cattle on feed numbers and strong feed supplies have been market influencers.
You know, this fall, there's going to be plenty of feed throughout the whole country. There's going to be quite a few people interested in feeding calves, and the calf market sure acts like it's going to be good this fall. Down south, and I think that's part of the reason why our cattle on feed numbers are as high as they are. You know, they've been weaning calves early and getting them to the lot and that kind of stuff. And that's, you know, obviously the reason why we got more on feed. But here locally, a year ago, we got all kinds of phone calls. Hey, can you find somebody to help take care of my cows for the winter? Or, you know, I don't have enough feed. This year it's, hey, can you find somebody that would want to feed some cattle at my place because I'm going to have some extra feed around. You know, a complete change in that.
On a local level, the North and South Dakota cattle runs will ramp up come October. Bitz expects cattle numbers to be close to normal due to a better market compared to the past few years.
People that sell them in the fall, sell them in the fall. You know, the month of October used to be a really big month for us to sell calves. We'd even sell, you know, calves in September. You know, with people getting bigger farming and people getting bigger ranching, calving has been moved back. And so, you know, selling them has been moved back. You know, we sell more calves in November and December off the cow than, you know, when we bought it in 95. The calf run has gotten later and later every year because of the farming and the calving deal.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.